NDR 90,3. Das Hamburger Hafenkonzert.
Herzlich willkommen zur Irish Night, Musik von der grünen Insel. Liebe Leute hier im Saal, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, liebe Menschen, die uns im Internet verfolgen, schön, dass ihr dabei seid. Mein Name ist Jan Graf. Viel Spaß. Moin. Anchors away, die Anker gelichtet, das ist Tradition im Hamburger Hafenkonzert bei NDR 90,3. Damit geht jede Sendung los und wir sind auch schon Tradition. Das dritte Mal hier im ausverkauften Grünspan mit der Irish Night. Ich möchte kurz erzählen, wer heute Abend dabei sind. Aus Irland und aus Hamburg mit Unterstützung die Casey-Gebrüder. Das sind Arach! Wir haben als Stargast begleitet von der Band Ranagry Tony Christie zu Gast. Und die uns hier das musikalische Entree geliefert haben und gleich noch weitermachen, das sind aus Hamburg Pickville. Vorne. Die beiden Frontmänner bei Pickville, das sind Stephen Kavanagh und Dara McNamara. Dara, du bist der Mann, der für uns so ein bisschen die Drähte hält zu den musikalischen Iren in Hamburg und aller Welt. Heute ist der 17.03., an diesem Tag zeichnen wir auf. Und das ist, der Zufall will es so und wir haben es gut gewählt, St. Patrick's Day. Also der Feiertag für jeden Iren. Was ist jetzt zu Hause los? Und mit zu Hause meine ich in diesem Fall Irland.
Also wenn man das jetzt schon vorstellt, ich glaube seit 3-4 Stunden ist die Hälfte Irland besoffen.
Die waren... Also haltet euch ran, Leute.
Und die andere Hälfte versuchen jetzt besoffen zu sein. Also, die sind gut auf dem Weg. Das Ding in Irland sind Paraden, das ist ganz wichtig. An St. Patrick's Day, in jede Stadt, jede Kleinstadt gibt eine Parade. Und die ganze Pfadfinder, die ganzen Vereine, die Bands, die laufen die Straße, die Hauptstraße runter. Ob das eine lange Straße ist oder eine kurze, das ist egal. Und die zeigen sich und danach gehen alle in den Pub und dann, das war's. Dann man vergisst, man trinkt so viel, vergisst alles und dann, weil man denkt, das war schön, lass uns das nochmal machen, macht man das dann nächstes Jahr wieder.
Es gibt vorher schon eine Gelegenheit, wieder zu feiern. Dieses Jahr, 2016, wird ein 100. Jubiläum gefeiert in Irland. Stephen Kavanagh, du bist nicht nur ein wundervoller Gitarrist, du bist auch Historiker oder hast es mal ein bisschen studiert. Was war vor 100 Jahren, was man dann Ostern wieder feiern kann?
Es war, gab eine, die Osteraufstand in Irland in 1916, da Padraig Pearse und alle seine Kommilitonen und Mitkämpfer haben dann die GPO besetzt, die General Post Office, und hatten dann eine Schlacht mit den Engländern so veranstaltet.
Und verloren.
Und verloren, aber nur, wir haben den ersten Kampf verloren, aber den Sieg haben wir letztendlich gewonnen.
Heute gewinnt ihr unsere Herzen und ihr habt die Unabhängigkeit bekommen vor 100 Jahren. Los, kämpft um unsere Herzen, aber ihr habt sie schon. Hier sind Pickville, Banks of Roses.
Me love and I sit down. I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the chewing off, she smiled and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sit down. I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the chewing off, she smiled and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, Johnny, lovely Johnny, Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me.
Haben wir jetzt aus Portumna in Irland Mr. Owen Casey on the flute. Owen Casey.
Sing it, come on!
Lord,
against the famine and the crown. I rebelled, they took me down. Now you must raise your child with dignity.
Dankeschön, meine Damen und Herren. Jetzt werden wir kurz von Dublin, die Insel, Dublin, rüber zu den anderen Inseln, Liverpool, wo die Hälfte, die gesamte Leute in Liverpool sind eigentlich von irischen Vorfahren. Und this is a song made famous, berühmt gemacht von den Dubliners. It's called The Leaving of Liverpool.
Fare thee well to you, my home to love. I am going far, far away, and I'm bound for California, and I hope that I'll be back someday. So fare thee well, my home to love. If I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of the Liverpool which grieves me, but the darling when I think of thee. Well, I have shipped on a Yankee sailing ship. The Davy Crockett was her name, and the captain's name was Burgess, and they say she was a floating hell. So fare thee well, my own true love. If I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool which grieves me, but the darling when I think of thee. Thank you. sun is amber. Have love, I wish I could remain, for I know it will be a long old time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my all true love. If I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool which grieves me, but me darling, when I think of everybody together. So fare thee well, my all true love. And if I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool which grieves me, but me darling, when I think of thee.
Ich stelle uns ganz, ganz schnell vor, an der Mandolin, Mr. Dylan Vaughan, everybody. Dylan Vaughan. Der Mann kam mit nur einer Probe und steht mit uns auf die Bühne. Alec, everybody. Alec. Großartig. Am Bass, er gehört Hamburg, Mr. Ali Busse.
Ali Busse, everybody.
Am Schlagzeug, wir haben ihn adoptiert in Irland. Das ist Mr. Nacho Campos aus Chile. Wir haben Owen Casey aus Portumna, aus Irland. Er begleitet uns jetzt wieder auf ein klassisch irisches Lied. Owen Casey. Und am Banjo aus Tipperary, County Tipperary, der County neben Limerick. Ich komme aus Limerick. Limerick ist eine schöne Stadt. Aber Tipperary geht. Also Tipperary. Mr. Sean Burke, everybody. Sean Burke. Stephen kennt ihr schon, ich sag nichts.
Sag lieber nichts.
Stephen kommt aus Dublin und diese sehr bekannte Ballade möchte ich jetzt für euch singen und spielen und bitte, bitte, bitte mitsingen, okay? Es ist ein trauriges Lied, also ein bisschen weinen muss in die Stimme sein. Here we go. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, and I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. And she wheels her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh sing, alive. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder that so were her mother and father before. And they all wheeled their barrows through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive. Okay, jetzt wird traurig. Oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her. And that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now the ghost wheeled her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, come on. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, sehen uns gleich.
Molly Malone, das sind Pickville hier bei NDR 90,3. Mit der Irish Night melden wir uns im Hamburger Hafenkonzert aus dem Grünspan von der großen Freiheit. Und die nächste Band, die mit uns hier am 17.03. den St. Patrick's Day feiert, die steht schon zur Hälfte auf der Bühne. Die Jungs haben sich hier einfach eingegliedert bei Pickville. Die andere Hälfte kommt jetzt. Hier sind aus Tipperary in Irland. Ich hoffe, ich spreche es richtig aus. Auf jeden Fall heißt es auf Deutsch Frühling. Hier sind Arach.
Eigentlich, wir sind Arak. Und der Song heißt Johnny Jump Up. Sorry. Good evening, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
After drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up,
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One evening when walking down the yard by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I quite fine, but it do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. Said the barman, I'm sorry but the beer has run out. Try whiskey or putty, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good.
Oh never, again. If I live to be 100 or 110, if I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
After lowering the turd, I made straight for the yard, where I a bro be the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law. I up with me fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up, but it wasn't I hit him, was it Johnny Jump Up. The next thing I noticed down the yard by the sea was a cripple on crutches and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be killed by a car. Won't you help me across to the railway man's car? The next thing I noticed down the yard by the sea was a cripple on crutches and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be killed by a car. Won't you help me across to the railway man's car? After drinking 10 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced up the street. Oh never, oh never, oh never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. A man died in the Union by the name of McNab. Well, they washed him and laid him outside on a slab. After O'Connor his measurements did take, while his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock and the beer it was high, the corpse he sat up and says he with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I bring them a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
Oh never, oh never, oh never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, for I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
All right, thank you very much. Vielen Dank, Leute. Everybody feeling good? All right. So this is one of our own songs. This is a song called Miriam.
Arach. Arach. Meine Damen und Herren, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, liebe Freunde, die uns im Internet angucken, liebe Leute im Saal, sowas hören Sie nur im Hamburger Hafenkonzert bei NDR 90,3. Musik aus der irischen Karibik. So klang es ein bisschen. Wir wollen mit Ihnen den St. Patrick's Day feiern. Es wird Zeit, dass wir auch ein paar Damen auf die Bühne bekommen. Hier ist eine Truppe aus dem Farmland in Ostirland zwischen den Wicklow Mountains und Kokalo. Hier ist die Band um den Bandleader Donald Rogers. Hier sind Ranagrai.
Thank you very, very much. Are you on? Hello, hello. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you all here. And happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. We are Ranagrai, and Ranagrai means, in Gaelic, it means fort of the hare. So fort des Hase. My Deutsch is nicht so good, I think. But we're going to play you a little tune called The Hare now. Here we go. Thank you. Danke. Danke. Vielen Dank. This next little song is from our album called Fort of the Hare, again, Fort des Hase. And it's a political story in England. And I think it translates as the Butzerman. Is it the bogeyman in England? The Butzerman, I think. But the song is all about not being too scared of politics. And it's got a nice little Irish lilt to it. I want to buckle my shoe. Last night I dreamt I sailed the seven seas. I'd spoken Mandarin there with ease. I crossed the mountains through the meadows. I followed the breeze. When a soldier came to ask me who I was and why I was singing, so I told him tales of many things and not to fear what I was thinking. He said, in America, they'll boil your bones. They'll eat your eyes for dinner. I go back to where you come from. Maybe there you'll fare much better. So I told him of a mermaid that I met the other day, and that he could have her address if I could pass. If I could pass this way, it's so such a shame, we're all so afraid. Don't you know that it's all in the game? It's only a bogeyman knocking my door, but he don't live here anymore. Well, in Washington, I met a man. He read to all his neighbors, and he made a pact to save them from mysterious invaders. And then he stamps his hand and claps his blade, and he sails the seven seas. And he chains them all to dollar bills, and he tells them they are free. 'Cause in Africa they boil your bones, your eyes for dinner. I go back to where we all belong. Maybe we'll fare, maybe you fare better. It's all such a shame, we're all so afraid. Don't you know that it's all in the game? It's only a bogeyman knocking my door, but he don't live here anymore. Thank you very much.
Das sind Rana Gray in der Irish Night des Hamburger Hafenkonzertes bei NDR 90,3. Wie schön, dass ihr da seid. Thank you for coming. Und Sie bleiben noch einen Augenblick, denn Sie haben noch jemanden mitgebracht, dankenswerterweise. Den Mann, den Sie auf seinem letzten Album The Great Irish Songbook begleiten durften. Den Mann, ohne dessen Weg nach Amarillo auch hier auf dem Kiez keine Party abgeht. Den Mann, der sich jetzt als Englishman seiner irischen Wurzeln erinnert, der, solange ich denken kann, immer ein großer Star war und ein absolut sympathischer Entertainer. Ladies and Gentlemen, please welcome Tony Christie.
Thank you so much. Guten Abend, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Ich freue mich, bei Ihnen hier in Hamburg zu sein. Und das war alles, was ich auf Deutsch kann. Oh, yes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It's so fantastic to be here. And in Ireland, we say Bannock Day, Lá Féile Pádraig, Uriv Galair. So happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. What a thrill. We're absolutely delighted. We came out to Germany last year to record our album with Tony, and we had a really fantastic time. So we're really thrilled to be able to come back here and play you some of our favourite songs tonight. We're going to carry on with a song called The Black Velvet Band. Does anybody know the Black Velvet Band? Yes. Excellent. We need you to sing along as loud as you can in the choruses. So I want you to raise the roof and show us how good you can sing. Black Velvet Band.
A neat little town they call Belfast. Apprentice to trade I was bound, and many an hour's sweet happiness I've spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. Here we go.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Well, I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. Well, who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come sitting along the highway. Oh, she was both fair and handsome. Oh, her neck, it was just like a swan. And her hair hung over her shoulders, bound up with a black velvet band.
Yes. Oh, her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad luck to the black velvet band.
Oh, her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. And the judge, he said to me, young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude, to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band.
All together.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Come on, ye jolly young fellows, a warning take by me. When you are out
Thank you very much.